Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, greetings and blessings, blessings and greetings. We're still going and we're live because we want to stay alive, but we had a lot of technical difficulties. Let me just play this song. Let's see how it sounds audio-wise. See what goes on here, and then we'll kind of reflect that on Block Talk Radio Show, Soul Class number 234. Hope you can hear that. That was Benjamin Steinberg, Blessed Souls, with Return Again by, that was a song originally penned by seminal performer Shlomo Carlbach, who went to the next level of life 16 years ago, and we had a lot of audio difficulty today in Blog Talk Radio Show number 54, and this is just a test show on audio quality, so I'm just going to be, so to speak, shooting from the hip. Hopefully it will be good stuff shooting from the hip. Don't expect anyone to call in. Didn't invite anyone. Just want to make sure everything sounds so aesthetic here on Blog Talk Radio. And with that being said, I'm going to try to call in from another phone to see if I can be heard clearly. And it will be me calling into my own show. So let's see how that goes as well. see what goes on. Okay, I'm going to let myself in.
Blessings, everyone. That's a little bit interesting. With that being said, blessings, folks, let's recall some of the things we talked about today, which might not have sounded that clear. As I hear feedback coming from my voice, I guess it's because I'm calling into the show. With that being said, today we talked about the whole idea of the healing of America. And it's not just about America, but it's about the healing of all the nations. We start with ourselves and we reach out to try to share pristine teachings of Torah. And I had co-host Joseph Israel, universal musician who is specializing in the genre of reggae music and has a hopefully a hot new, I've heard a couple of cuts already. I know it's going to be hot. Just your blessed ears and heart and mind and soul have to hear his music. It's going to be a CD called Kingdom Road. We also had Guide to the Perplexed student and consultant advocate Dennis Ryan on the show. We had Son of Noah scholar, consultant, advocate Ron Williams. We also had Poet Laureate Ivan Ariel from Atlanta, Georgia. And of course, myself, your local friendly cyberspace Torah activist. And we were talking about the idea that there are commandments from the Torah that outside of the, so to speak, seven universal connections of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, which are, number one, not to blaspheme the Creator with the Creator's name. Number two, not to commit acts of idolatry. Number three, not to commit acts of premeditated murder. Number four, not to commit adultery. Number five, not to steal. Number six, not to eat the limb of an animal while it's still alive. Number seven, to raise up statues to protect those six universal commandments that I just mentioned. And also to raise up righteous statues to educate the masses about giving of charity, which is known as tzedakah. To educate the poor so they can learn more. And they become educators and wake up other slumbering souls in the coming generations. So one of the things we probed us is that there's a Torah axiom which is brought down in a seminal work by Rabbi Moshe Wiener called The Divine Code, which you can purchase. It's not an expensive book. It's a soft cover. It's about $18 plus shipping, I guess, and tax. Where Rav Wiener mentions that any commandment for Kol Bo Olam, all the inhabitants of the world, which are feasible to the human intellect, should be incumbent upon the blessed children of Noah, which is all the inhabitants of the world. You can learn more about who all the inhabitants of the world are and their ancestors, as identified and testified in the Torah by going back to Genesis 9:1, when Noah and his three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, left that blessed ark 4,114 plus years ago. And so I would like to give scriptural sources for the next several commandments. And by the way, according to biblical teachings, there are actually 31 commandments from the Torah explicitly stated in Scripture which deal with avoiding negative speech. And if you can avoid negative speech, there's 17 negative commandments and 14 positive commandments. So a person who can start from those seven universal commandments and move on to embracing these other commandments, he or she is well on their way to living a life which is sanctified to the Most High, and becoming a spiritual Levite, whether you be directly a descendant of the tribe of Levite, but most of us are not. In fact, myself, I'm a Israeli. I'm not a Levite, I'm not a Kohen, I'm an Israeli. With that being said, let's go now to these commandments and learn about how we can emulate the spiritual service of the Levite. Number one, we see in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 16, that you should not go about as a gossiper or talebearer among your people. And this prohibition is dealing specifically with Lashon Hara, which in Hebrew means literally evil speech and talebearing or gossiping. And The example given from a seminal work by a very famous rabbi who lived from about 1833, 1834 to about 1931, his name was the Chafetz Chaim Rav Yisrael Meir Kogan, who lived in Europe. And he mentions that once upon a time there was a peddler who would go from house to house selling his or her wares. So too, habitual gossip can go from person to person and leaving behind tidbits of derogatory information about other people. That's number one. The question is, blessed souls, can we try to stop gossiping about other people when we make the rounds, meeting our friends or our colleagues at work or our associates in the clubs we're part of, or wherever we go in society, can we try to avoid it? If we can, we're avoiding transgressing this Torah commandment to avoid being a talebearer among our people. The next commandment I'd like to go into is mentioned in the book of Exodus, number 23, verse 1, chapter 23, verse 1, you should not utter a false report, which means a person can also be understood that you should not bear or accept a false report. So this prohibition, which I wasn't so exacting when I was discussing it during the radio program earlier today, is a prohibition banning not only speaking evil talk, but also accepting evil talk. So we'll leave it at that. We're going to check our audio to see everything is okay. Now we'll have to contact the blessed people over at Blog Talk Radio. This is been signing off. We'll sign off with one more song list by Reb Shlomo Kamach again, Lord Get Me High. Let's get all high of the holiness of the Creator of all creation.
Lord, give me heart.